This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know the end of the year is generally the time to reflect and to plan and put things into motion, but to be honest with you, you should be doing this all the time. Holidays are approaching. I want to remind all true Americans to be thankful. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I look at everything that's happened in my life, and I can only be thankful. Are there things that I wish that it occurred? Sure. But it isn't like my life is over. If I want something to occur, I can make it occur. It really is that simple. But I want you to reflect. I want you to be pensive. I want you to look at your life objectively. Don't look at it from the standpoint of who you are. Step out of yourself and look at your life and ask yourself what your blessings are. Did we go through the trappings of life, the issues that life? Did you lose somebody this year? Yeah, probably. Did somebody get sick and concern you? Were you concerned about your job? Were you concerned about finances? I mean, these are the things that happen in life. But then suddenly something happens and you get over it. You get a windfall. You get a raise. You find that job. Who knows? I mean, we can look at this cup half empty because we have a group of people in this country who that's what they focus on. They want you focused on the negative of your life. Let me tell you, if you want to live your life that way, it's a dismal existence. Look at the blessings of your life and remember this, where you fit in the scheme of things. In America, you're a huge deal. Little you. You know, Horton hears a who. You're the little who that gives that last bit of voice to where we finally get heard. But in the big picture, we're not that big of a deal. When you understand your place here on earth is a big deal, the things that are around you, you can influence. You control yourself, folks. You influence what is around you. So be you and do that. Be yourself and influence what you can that's around you. And what you do will radiate out to others. But that's just the little world that we live in here, the temporary world where we occupy this shell of a body, where people try to tell us, oh, my goodness, look at your color. Look at your gender. Look at your sexuality. Look at how short you are. Look at how fat you are, whatever. And they try to make you feel bad about your shell. They try to make you feel bad about what you decide to do with the shell that you're in. It's a shell. It changes. Your shell is constantly changing. When I talk about your shell, I'm talking about your form, your body. It constantly changes. There was a time when you may have been the hottest thing in your junior high school, or you might have been the hottest thing in your high school or your college or whatever, and you know it's changed. There was a time when you had that full set of wavy hair or the big afro, whatever it was, and it's changed. Your weight has changed. Your athletic ability has changed. Your mental acumen, everything about you constantly changes. And you know what? There's a group of people out there that want you to feel bad about it. Every evolution, everything that happens, every little epiphany you have about yourself, every catharsis, there's somebody out there going, oh, you don't know how to think about the LGBT issues. You don't know how to think about the feminist issues. You don't know how to think about black issues or Latino issues or whatever. Let me tell you what you do know. You know how to think. You know how to think for yourself. But there's somebody out there who wants to change you, who wants to explain to you how you need to think. How you need to be, how you need to feel. What did I say? You control yourself. You influence what's around you. Be you. Do that. Know where you fit. Academics, all these people with these so-called big degrees that we're supposed to be intimidated by. They're supposed to know it all. You know what I was thinking about the other day as I was taking a shower? I was thinking about all these academics. Where are the academics? Who has the most PhDs per capita of any group of people? Academia. Oh, I know. High tech's got a bunch of them. Yeah, but they got a bunch of worker bees. Academia has all these doctors of this doctor. And you know what? The most jacked up organization, institution, if you will, in America. The most racist, the most sexist, the most phobic of whatever type in America exists in academia, where they got all these PhDs and these people that are supposed to be so enlightened. You're amazing. Not them. They're people that have to feel amazing in their titles. They feel amazing in their pursuit of education because they have nothing else amazing about them. You are amazing in and of yourself. Set goals for yourself this year, folks, but this time achieve them. Tell yourself what you want to do and go do it. There is nothing stopping you but you. As my sister says, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Take to the new year with a renewed sense of vigor, and you can do this. But the renewed sense of vigor has to be about you. Despite all the beatdowns you give to yourself, and that's what we do. That's what we do as conservatives. We beat ourselves up because we want better for ourselves. But understand, that's what brings you closer to God. That's what brings you closer to your truth, is when you're beating up on yourself a little bit. But don't beat yourself down, because there are people around you who love you, who care about you, including me. You've accomplished a lot. The world put a wrinkle in your fabric, but you can iron it out. Many of you already have. There is nothing you can't achieve if you decide to act. Oh, come on, Kevin, you're sounding like Tony Robbins up in here. Oh, my goodness. If this year taught you anything, it taught you resilience. I hope it taught you to never give up, to never give in. That's what I hope it taught you. I hope it taught you that no matter what the world throws at you, you can survive it. You can thrive in it. What a year. This isn't my end of year pep talk, by the way. We'll have another. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it, is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I just want the people that listen to this program, it's not a large audience. I wish it were larger. Should be. Because I think many people need to hear this message. It's not just a message of hope. It's a message of truth. You keep the wheels on this wagon. The wagon of America, the wagon of life. If it weren't for you, the world would be in turmoil. And that is why we fight so hard each and every day. We appreciate your support. Gotta take a short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. 413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-400-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Stressful year 2020 has been. We should be thinking about this year. This is an amazing year, 2020. We're not going to have, we will never see another 2020. And this is a year that you're supposed to have full vision. That's why I look at this election and I go, wow. What a year, 2020. We get full vision of what's been happening to us. The craziest election in the history of America. The biggest cheat. And this one, not even a hide. Not even, hey, let's try to figure out how to, you know, cover up our skullduggery. No, the Democrats are proud that they've stolen this election. Or tried to. They're proud of shutting down the economy, of making this maybe one of the worst retail seasons ever. They're hoping for this. More COVID relief, they say. $900 billion of COVID relief. How much are we up to in Wu flu relief at this point? Trillions of dollars. Obama printed that money. Democrats figured out that they could just get him to do it with quantitative easing. In order to get Trump to do it, they trumped up, pardon the pun, this disease, this virus, and said, it's killing everybody. Of course it isn't. It's killing very few people. If you looked at it through the eyes of true science, you'd say, what are we jumping through hoops over for this? And let me tell you, if you think it's going away, you can forget about it. New viruses will come whenever politicians want them or need them. And they will be as dangerous as they need them to be. Because they don't need to be dangerous. They can just get the media to tell us how dangerous they are and keep the counts up every time you turn on the TV and bombard you with, we're safe from COVID and we do this and we just germify and blah, blah, blah. COVID, COVID, COVID. And oh, have you got your mask and are you quarantined and locked down and whatever? And just like the election, folks, they don't need your vote. They don't need your permission to implement draconian measures. They just make it up. They don't need to ask for your money when they can just take it under the guise of helping the little man, helping the poor and the invalid. Why don't you wear your mask? Do you want to kill old people? I don't know. Holy Mother of Cuomo, I'll think about it. All planned in advance. Melissa gave me this roadmap, an aim that all governments are following. And here it is. Phase one in secondary lockdown restrictions, phase in secondary lockdown restrictions on a rolling basis, starting with major metropolitan areas first and expanding outward by November the 20th. Rush the acquisition or construction of isolation facilities across each and every province, December the 20th. Daily new cases of COVID will surge beyond the capacity of testing, including increasing in COVID-related deaths following the same growth curves expected by November 2020. Complete and total secondary lockdown, much stricter than the first, second rolling phase restrictions, expect by the end of the year, December 20th or early January 2021. Reform and expansion of unemployment program to be transitioned into universal basic income, expected by Q1 of 2021. And here is where we are right now. Projected COVID-19 mutation and or co-infection with secondary virus, referred to as COVID-21, leading to a third wave with much higher mortality rate and higher rate of infection expected by February 2021. I'm going to stop there because 2021, COVID 2021 is due to occur. It's already being talked about. Guess what, folks? The COVID mutation has occurred. Here's what they said. The Daily Caller. Several European countries announced travel bans from UK to combat the spread of a new contagious strain of coronavirus days before Christmas. You think this is just some happenstance disease that this is an orchestrated ruse on the entire world being implemented by the entire world, and the only place it can be stopped is right here in America. I told you guys, China is laughing at us. The very epicenter of this disease is no longer on lockdown. They are not wearing masks. You want to know why? Because the Chinese economy is dictating that they get back to normal. You can't have 1.6 billion people idle for very long. Netherlands and Belgium banned passenger air travel from the UK. Leaders from both countries announced on Sunday, while France, Germany, Italy, Ireland, Israel were expected to introduce restrictions of their own. The UK informed the WHO that the mutant strain of coronavirus could spread quicker than the previous strains. And here's what's interesting. The WHO has given very contradictory views on the new strain. I'm not going to go into it, but here's what they go on to say. This is a precautionary measure we will see later if we need additional measures. Well, what do you think the if is based on? If we need, you think it's going to be based on actual science? The number of people getting this so-called new strain? Well, let me ask you this. Why are we rushing with Operation Warp Speed to get you a shot for a vaccine, if you will, for COVID-19 when we're already looking at COVID-21? Why are they developing two different versions of this vaccine of a disease that kills so few people that you would ask yourself, why would you bother? There are many other things we should be working on, but they've got a second, and now we're told there may even be a third. By January of next year, there will be a third. Woohoo! There'll be three vaccines to a disease that kills nobody. And meanwhile, we've got a mutation. And that mutation is going to keep everybody locked down. And because everybody's locked down, guess what comes next? We got to give them a universal basic income. We got to let people survive. How are they going to survive if they don't have money? Let's give them money. So we're at number six of this thing. Let me go ahead and finish a couple of these. Number seven, daily new cases of COVID-21 hospitalizations, COVID-19 and COVID-21 related deaths will exceed medical facility capacity Q1 to Q2 of 2021. Enhanced lockdown restrictions referred to as third lockdown will be implemented. Full travel restrictions will be imposed, including inter-province, inter-city, Q2 2021. Transitioning of individuals into UBI, Universal Basic Income, Q2 of 2021. Projected supply chain breakdowns, inventory shortages, large economic instability, Q2 2021. Look, I'm not one of these guys that is a doomsday prepper guy. I think about it. Don't misunderstand me. I know where I'm bugging out. Mark, I'll see you soon. But I'm just telling you, they're following the playbook. And you want to know who can disrupt the playbook? You. You can say, I've had enough. Look at these brave Americans, these small group of American business owners who say, hey, enough is enough. We're going back to work. Charges, taxes, do whatever you need to do. We're going back to work. We're opening our businesses. We're not going to wear your stupid mask. We're not locking down, etc. And what they want to do is they want to threaten us. Oh, you're not going to be able to travel on an airline. You're not going to be able to do this. Now they're even talking about mandatory vaccines for job, for people who want to get, for your employer. Your employer can require it. When are we going to get smart and start suing?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Top health officials in the United States are touting the safety of the coronavirus vaccine. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and NIH veteran and coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci received the Moderna vaccine in a televised event along with several frontline healthcare workers.
What we're seeing now is the culmination of years of research which have led to a phenomenon that has truly been unprecedented.
A new coronavirus relief bill is on President Trump's desk. Congress passed the measure yesterday after months of talks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the $900 billion bill could have passed earlier this year, but Democrats did not want to pass anything as they thought a bill passage would help President Trump's reelection hopes. USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen Miguel Cardona, the education commissioner for Connecticut and former public school teacher, to serve as education secretary. Businesses were not given any legal immunity to COVID-19 cases in the second stimulus package, so many small businesses are concerned that they could potentially be sued if employees or workers get sick. According to the website Lawsuit Tracker, 6,000 complaints have been filed related to COVID-19 against businesses across the United States. Karen Harnett is with the National Federation of Independent Businesses. She tells Fox Business,
we're concerned that a restaurateur, for example, somebody comes into their business and those tables are 5.5 feet apart instead of 6 feet. You know, that is the grounds for a threatening letter that extracts a settlement of several thousand dollars from them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have just received word tonight of yet another federal criminal investigation into the Biden family that appears to be focused specifically on Hunter Biden's business dealings with China and his relationship with Burisma Holdings in Ukraine. So this is now the fourth federal investigation that has been reported in recent days. According to the New York Times, it was launched by agents in Pittsburgh at the request of Attorney General William Barr based on information that he received and forwarded to them from Rudy Giuliani. So it raises a lot of questions about what was going on with Hunter Biden, with his Uncle Jim, and potentially their U.S. and foreign business deals. Who was involved in them? What exactly were they selling? And why in one instance was a diamond given to Hunter Biden in return? So how about this one? Where did all the money go? And did they ever compromise themselves? Does China have anything that they could hold over the Biden family?
And it took Fox a little while to jump on the old Hunter Biden investigation train. It's funny, you know, the fatwa that was issued that said, don't talk about this. And suddenly, it's newsworthy. I mentioned this the other day. I said, have you noticed that there are some things that have become newsworthy? Newsworthy, like Dr. Jill is not really a doctor? That Hunter Biden is actually a criminal? And as I said, he admits to being in business with a spy. Yeah, I'm still shocked. That's not mainstream news. He says it. He freaking said it. But anyway, that's in the news. Remember when Tucker Carlson of Fox News jumped Sidney Powell on, are you going to bring evidence to prove your point about voter fraud? And Sidney Powell was like, we will present our evidence when it's time. And Tucker was all indignant about it. He's in the news these days because he went to Charlie Kirk's event down in Florida, and they wouldn't let everybody into the big event. So Tucker did a megaphone. Hey, all you kids that wanted to get into this event, I'm sorry if the West Palm Beach didn't let you do it, blah, 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 because that's really news. The real news is, hey, Fox, welcome to the party. Are you part of the cabal? Are you part of the media, essentially, that's against President Trump and against getting the truth out? Four investigations of Hunter Biden, and post-election, we're just hearing about them. We had Dr. Jill. Let me just, while we're on the subject of Fox, let me just say this about Chris Wallace. Over the weekend, questioned attacks on Jill Biden for using the honorific doctor, noting that numerous people without a medical degree have done the same. First of all, you can call yourself a doctor if you're a PhD. But here's what he says. There have been some criticisms recently from conservatives, including some conservatives on Fox News, about the fact that the first lady-to-be, Jill Biden, goes by the title doctor. This is when he was talking to with Jen Psaki. He did an interview with her. A Obama administration harlot. Says, I wonder, what is it that the Biden's reaction to that, especially given the fact that so many people over the years, I think of Dr. Henry Kissinger, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, have gone by the title doctor, even though they're not medical doctors, and nobody seems to have made a fuss about that. Really? Hey, why don't you throw in Gandhi? If you're going to mention Dr. King, why don't you throw in Gandhi and Mother Teresa? Dr. King had a PhD in theology. That's why they called him doctor. And it wasn't some trumped-up degree where, in Tucker's defense, because I don't think anything more or less of Tucker. I think he's a good interviewer, but I think he's a bit self-serving at times. But Dr. King, I would challenge you to get into a contest with him about the Bible. My brother is a PhD in theology. I guarantee you he knows his subject matter. Dr. Jill wrote a third grade dissertation, and the university that gave her her education degree was too happy to bestow it upon her. Why? Because she needed it. She needed the credentials. She'd gone far too along in life without being referred to as doctor. So it was time. She had to credentialize herself because her husband was about to get into the spotlight again after 47 years of nothing, 47 years of lying about his credentials. Chris Wallace is a hack. Anyway, so Dr. Jill is in the news, and we're now at a point where they're having to defend it. And the news has stepped up. Hey, what are you talking about? People use this degree all the time. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Dr. Martin Luther King. Look, I'm not going to speak about Kissinger because I'm not a huge fan of his. But really, you're going to compare what Dr. Jill Biden has done with Dr. Martin Luther King? Are you serious? What kind of dope are you smoking? That's insane. And let's go back to the Hunter Biden thing. Joe Biden said he's not concerned about the accusations against his son, a guy who's under federal investigation for his taxes. You think that he's under four federal investigations because of his taxes? We have great confidence in our son. I'm not concerned about the accusations made against him. It used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play. He did an interview with Stephen Colbert that Mark Levin said is probably the worst interview, the biggest suck-up interview you could have. Look, say what you want about Biden. If you want to suck up to Biden, fine. Oh, he could potentially be president. I'm going to suck up. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't care if it was President Trump or whomever. I'm going to interview and I'm going to ask you the tough questions. I'm not going to suck up. You work for us. Biden says it's foul play. We have a whole lineage, a time stamp of when Biden, Hunter Biden got started. You want to know when Hunter Biden came into play and all of this nefarious stuff that he's done up to this point? Let me give you the date. June of 2009. Now, why is that date important? Because Barack Obama gets elected. He takes over January of 2009. And by June, they'd already hatched the plan. They started working the Ukrainian angle. June of 2009. They switched over in 2014 when the money ran out for Burisma and Ukraine. And Russia, They switched over to China in 2014, and it brings us to this point today. We've got a timeline. You can go, you'll be able to go check it out on the website. It's a timeline of all the nonsense that these guys have done. But here's what I want you to concentrate on. Why these things are back in the news, and what else can come back in the news. If you don't think that people are going to start putting two and two together on Wu Flu, I think you're wrong. I think everything, and I alluded to this the other day when I said, what is it that has Trump disrupted? When he finally gets it that they've played a game with him on Wu Flu, he'll figure it out and he'll end this nonsense. Speaking of which, I don't know, should we play this clip from Tanzania? Now, let's do what the Wisconsin guy said about Hunter Biden, the senator.
Hunter Biden shared with the country this week what viewers of this program already knew. He is under federal investigation. You've been investigating this for over a year, and I want to get your take on what we know here. You put a press statement out this week basically showing all of the requests that you have put out there for Hunter Biden and his associates. Have you gotten any response, and where are we on that investigation, sir?
We've only got a response from Hunter and Devin's attorney not to cooperate. Nobody else has even responded to us. And yet, that contrasts, I think, sharply with, for example, President Trump's children and his associates that voluntarily submitted to literally hundreds of hours of transcribed interviews that turned over thousands of documents. Didn't require a subpoena in most cases. So, you know, I don't know why Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and their associates, Rob Walker, James Gillier, why are they, you know, basically hiding in the weeds? Sir, and let's face it, Vice President Biden has not been honest with the American public. He had to know about Hunter Biden's business, financial foreign entanglements, and particularly China, and he has not been truthful with the American public, and it's about time the press starts asking questions. As I said before this election, this is not going away. This is a big mess. It's going to be a bigger mess if it becomes a Biden presidency, and that looks like the way we're headed.
Now, they'll try to sweep it under the rug if Biden were to become president, but thankfully he won't, because we do have other remedies that I believe will be implemented. But it, at least it's back in the mainstream, right? Many of these things that have been swept under the rug are back in the mainstream. Now, you got to ask yourself, why are they there? I don't have an answer yet. I'm still trying to figure it out. What else is going to be back in the mainstream? What's all going to depend on is what happens over the next few weeks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Thought we would do one of our headline segments. That's always fun. You just a drive-by of the headlines and see what's going on. It's insane. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, too. You're listening to 844-551-8255. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. That website's changing soon. Gonna be cool. Gonna be cool. That's all I can tell you. Check it out. Here's some headlines. Dr. Slaoui on CNN. He says, very likely the new variant of COVID is resistant to the present vaccine. So in other words, there's a new variant of COVID. They're calling it COVID-21. I went through this with you, that, you know, there's these levels of things that are going to happen. And now that we've gotten COVID under control, because people are starting to understand that the stats are complete BS, we now have a new version. It's mutated. We rushed to get two versions of the antidote to a disease that doesn't kill very many people. And now we've got a third that's coming out in January. And, well, just in time, we got a variation, a mutation. But it's very unlikely that this new mutation is going to be resistant to the existing vaccine. So, in other words, if you take this vaccine, it'll cover you for both of them. Yeah, it's a twofer. It's a two for one. And this is Dr. Slaoui on CNN. Well, it's got to be right because what? He's a scientist. I use my finger quotes. And he's on CNN. So he's a fake news dude who's probably getting paid to say what he says. But hey, let's go for it. And as Dr. Fauci says, well, hey, the vaccine was developed by a sister, Kizzy. So black people, you know you can take it because a black chick was involved. This is the stuff. Oh, I love this one. Here's a headline for you. Since we're speaking of the vaccine and its efficacy, its effective rate, we'll continue. This is the title of this article. We'll continue to try to understand what causes adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine. Now, you guys have heard me talk about the adverse reactions, right? Where half your face falls down, blah, 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 talk like this. Not much, not very good for the talking career if I were to take the shot. And you know the other adverse reaction to the COVID vaccine, right? You do know that it could possibly kill you. Yeah, so the disease that won't kill you, that has like a 0.001% chance of killing you, is actually better than the vaccine, which probably has like a 3% chance of killing you. Or you develop Bell's palsy and your face falls out like a shark. This is insanity. It's unbelievable. But, man, they are pushing us in that direction. You got to go. Come on, Kev. You got to take that shot, bro. You're a brother, man. It was developed by a sister. You got to take that shot, man. Do one for the team. Let me tell you something. Don't believe for one second that any professional athlete, a TV talk show, politician, celebrity of any type will get an actual shot of COVID. Oh, Kevin, AOC got her shot. It was done on Instagram. You know what? She might have. Because she's pretty silly. She's pretty stupid. So she might have. But the majority of the people that are doing the public, oh, look at me get my shot, they're not getting a shot. They're not getting a shot of COVID. I would bet you my life's weight savings on it right now. It's not a whole lot, but I mean, am I proud? I'm kind of proud. I'm not like, you know, I'm no Donald Trump or anything, but I'm doing okay. We could do better. But hey, you know what? You folks help. Thank you. Thank you for mailing in those, the checks every now and then. Hey, let me tell you, let me just go ahead and put this out there. P.O. Box 542, Higley, Higley, Arizona, 85236. If you want to mail us something, you want to just reach out and you don't want to use regular stuff because you're like, ah, Kevin, I'm not all about technology, then that's okay, yeah, fine. P.O. Box 542, Higley, Higley, Arizona, 85236. The Black Sphere, Kevin Jackson. Just get it to me. Anyway, headlines. So we'll try to understand what causes the adverse reaction to the COVID vaccine. That means we're not talking about one or two people. They're getting some pretty bad reactions. And here's what's the Operation Warp Speed. While I credit the president for wanting to jump in and show that we don't need the FDA and all these other people. If we want to rally, we can rally behind and get something there. And what he should have been talking about is just take a shot of hydroxychloroquine and some zinc and some vitamin D and vitamin C and B vitamins, and you'll be fine. Or this asthma medication. Or whatever, but they didn't do that. Let's go ahead and play this Tanzania thing, because this is pretty interesting. Tanzania doesn't have any real outbreaks of COVID.
Why isn't America talking about Tanzania? Tanzania has no lockdown in its country. Since December 15, 2020, there have been 509 confirmed cases, 21 deaths, and 183 recoveries. I'd be more distraught if the country didn't have over 56 million people. Tanzania is an East African country, and earlier this year, the president had a pawpaw fruit and a goat tested with international standard kits, and the test came back positive. He told the World Health Organization that the kits were falsy. The World Health Organization said that was impossible.
Somebody lying?
You have to wonder the intentions of the World Health Organization, because they seem more inclined and focused on reporting high amounts of cases and rushing vaccines rather than looking at any other alternative for our health.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That was Tanzania. What do you get? 509 cases of Wu flu, 21 deaths, 183 recoveries. Did we do the math on 21 deaths and 509 cases? Should we? Let's do the math real quick. 29 deaths. Got my calculator, my trusty calculator, because I don't trust my math degree. 29 deaths divided by 509 cases. So that's 5%. Of the people, which is a big number. That's a huge amount. Uh-oh, dropped my calculator. That's a huge amount. 183 recoveries, which is an even bigger amount, which I predict the majority of those 509 cases will eventually recover. But we're talking about 56 million people. You have to factor in the number of people that don't know they have it, which is probably, I don't know, 20 million or so, which drops that 5% death rate down pretty well. Now, 509 cases. Tanzania is it's a rural, you know, obviously it's Africa, it's very rural, but in the cities, it's like anything else. It's very hustle and bustle. Yeah, it's not as modernized as America, but still there. Anyway, so he goes on. He says the leader of Tanzania, the president, had a papaya fruit and a goat tested, and those came back positive. I remember this. I remember this case. They came back positive for the Wu flu. Now, I was also one of the first people mentioning, because I am very connected to Africa, and I care about African people. I really do, and I care about what's going on in Africa. And there were people saying, this disease is killing African Americans in disproportionate numbers. And I went, oh, my goodness, is it indeed killing disproportionate numbers? And so I looked into it, and I came up with Tanzania and other places, and I went, well, this is strange. It seems to be selectively targeting African Americans and not just Africans. So it seems like this disease is really geared more towards American blacks than it is just, say, the color of your skin blacks around the country. It isn't breaking out in Cuba. It isn't breaking out in Brazil and other places and just attacking people of color with more melanin than the norm. So the Tanzania says your kits are faulty. And the WHO says, no, they're not. They're not faulty. Just because your goat tested positive and a papaya fruit tested positive doesn't mean that everybody's not testing positive. So in Tanzania, if they had gone ahead and implemented this test, Lord knows, of the 56 million people, who knows? They probably have 28, 30 million people with this disease, which would make those 509 cases pale in comparison, and those 29 deaths. But whatever the number of people in Tanzania that do have it, we know that only, as of December, only 21 people have died in a country of 56 million. Interesting. Guess we're going to... I took too long here, so we'll cover headlines in another segment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.